Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have a special treat for you guys. The O'Neills have just arrived at SFU. They are getting ready. They're getting pumped. Oh, I see you're pumping her. say hi since you're here.
Hey, everyone.
Yay. Okay, no, don't worry. We're going to do introductions, but we're going to get them settling in. And let's play some music while we do that. So we're going to play some Paddy Wagon. Here's Gilding the Liffey.
Dining at Newland.
Yeah, that was Paddy Wagon, Race to the Bottom. That's the album, and that was Broken Teeth. Okay, so we are here with Kira and Cormac. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Where are the O'Neills?
Yes, you are. Yes. And tell me, what do you play?
So in our band, I sing, mm-hmm. And I play an instrument called the Baron, which is an Irish drum.
And I sing and I play guitar.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so you guys are cousins.
Yes, we are. We're first cousins.
First cousins. Okay, and tell me about growing up together as toddlers. Do you have any stories?
Oh. Too many to tell.
You got to pick one.
Where to start?
So I grew up in England with my brother and my parents, and Cormac was in Ireland, so we'd often go back to Ireland and spend a lot of time together. And I guess music's in the blood, really, isn't it? We didn't really ever get a choice but to play, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. And Kira was kind of forced on stage. What age were you?
Like 3.
Oh, yeah.
It was awful. Sure. I hated it. And then it took us another 15 years to get Cormac on the stage. He was 18 when he made his debut. Yeah. So
nice. And then how old were you when you started playing guitar?
When I started playing guitar, I was 19, I think.
19.
Just turned 19, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I played a bit of mandolin before that.
Oh, interesting.
But that was just to get me through school. And as soon as I was done with school, dropped that.
And then, like I said, you were singing when you were a toddler. Were you doing the brush, hairbrush?
Oh, God, yeah. And anything. Yeah, hairbrushes, toothbrushes, anything. anything that looked like a microphone.
Right. Little microphone.
Okay. I was only little at the time. So.
All right, perfect. Okay, and tell me about your influences. Who were you listening to when you were younger as well?
I mean, we have to say our fathers.
Yeah.
It has to be the first one off.
Yeah, so our dads are brothers. Mm. And their dad was a big musician in Ireland in the 40s and 50s. He had a show band called Stardust. So growing up, that was very much our main influence, I think, you know, playing at family sessions. And if you weren't playing, you know, the foot was tapping along. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a key influence for us. And then I guess outside of that, it was
Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse for me. And Imelda May, she's a singer, well, a great musician from Dublin. But you were a bit cooler than I was in those days.
In those days, yeah.
Just then, not anymore.
I probably would have been more kind of Neil Young. That kind of
Neil Young.
And like Marvin Gaye. I love soul.
Mm. Wow. Soul,
yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, and so when did you come to Vancouver?
A little over a year and a half ago for myself, and then
just over a year ago for me. So I was about 3 months after Kira. Yeah.
Oh, nice. And what made you, like, what's your decision to come to Vancouver?
For myself,
yes.
It was like, oh,
it's
after COVID. Oh, it very much was not that. That was on the cons list. No, after COVID, I was like, I need to get out of Ireland, basically. And a choice, if you're an Irish person, it seems to be anyway, is Australia or Canada.
Mm.
And in fairness, now Kira was here and she was talking about how amazing Vancouver was. So I said, why not? I'll come over.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what actually happened was I was planning to come. And then about 4 or 5 months before I left, I got a phone call. Kira, I know you're looking at going to Vancouver. Is it going to cramp your style if I join you? And I was like, yeah, no. I was like, Jesus, no, I'd love it if you came. And I was like, we could even like try and, you know, play music together and stuff, because it's things that we'd done as a big group, as a family. But just the two of us, we'd only kind of done the odd little bit. So it kind of felt like the right time to kind of get going together. And
I think I was, 3 days off the plane? And she told me, go buy a guitar, we have a gig. So
I just noticed your accent there. So I noticed you say tree, not three.
Oh, sorry. I know, it's hard.
So it's hard for you to say the TH, is that correct?
Tree. Oh, I don't know. Now I'm overthinking it. Three.
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 Yes.
Is that proper? Is that Canadian?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's awesome that you say tree. 1, 2, 3. All right. So 1, 2, 3. I guess we're going to start with your first song here. So if you want to get ready with your guitar there, tell me about this first song. And it's an 80s song, Tainted Love. Tell me why you picked this one.
Yeah, I guess going back to my key influences when I was younger, Imelda May, like I said, an amazing Irish musician. She covered this. And then a few years later, we actually saw Mark Almond from Soft Cell, didn't we? At Lakefest, a festival in England, and sure, I had to come into the set then.
Wow, you saw Soft Cell in the flesh.
In the flesh.
Amazing. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to leave you guys to it. And you guys are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share, it seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, 'cause I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, oh, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away. You don't really want any more from me to make things. But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love. You hurt me so, so I got to pack up my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you give, and I'll give you all a girl can give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, oh, tainted love. I don't want you tainted. I don't want your tainted love. What about my tainted love? Can't have my tainted love. What about my tainted love?
Woo! Oh yeah, that was
thank you very
amazing,
much.
Guys. Woo! Mind blown. We were dancing here in the studio, folks, just so you know. Okay, so tell me about your instruments. Okay, what kind of a guitar is that?
So this is a Martin that we were actually forced to buy because, so originally when I got off the plane, like I said, I had to buy a guitar within 3 days, and I got Cheap and Cheerful, this little banger of a yoke.
God bless.
And basically every gig I'd break a string and I'd spend about 2 minutes trying to, you know, fix up the guitar, and poor Kira was stuck singing a cappella, which she nailed.
Poor Kira. I hated it, lads. I absolutely hated the attention.
Yeah. But then eventually we bit the bullet and I said, come on, we're going out to buy a guitar. And yeah, it's done us in good stead ever since. I do still break a string every gig though, so you know, I've already fixed it.
All right, and then tell me about this special instrument here,
yes.
Kira.
So this is a Baron. So it's a traditional Irish drum. I mean, years and years ago, it used to be made from piece of round wood, and I think it was goat skin or sheepskin. I think
sheepskin.
It was goat. One of the two. We're just going to debate that. But yeah, and then you basically hit it in time, usually, with a double-sided stick, I guess. So you hit it on both ends and it makes quite a dense sound.
Excellent. And my co-host John in the house, he wasn't able to be here and join us today, but he did give us a pre-recorded segment which we will play. But he also has, is it called, how do you pronounce it again?
A Baron.
Okay, so he does have a Baron from Belgarth Barons, and it's stamped 1623, one made inside. He mentioned the company has retired in 2013. We're going to just play John's pre-recorded segment right now.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is Wham Bam Eastbound Radio Show. It's John in the House's weekly entertainment file for what is on in Vancouver's music scene this week, Thursday, March 7th to Thursday, March 14th. events from Facebook listings. This Saturday, March the 9th, it's International Women's Day Art Fair. Go to 1448 West Broadway and between 1450 West Broadway and check it out. This Saturday, March the 9th at Bully Studio is Heathen Sins. They're on in the afternoon at 2:45 p.m. and it's an all-day, all-night show there. So go check out Winterfest at Bully Studio in New Westminster. Saturday, March the 9th. Thursday at 7 p.m. to 11:45 p.m., Power Clown returns at Heavywood Rock and Roll Metal Showcase with Terrifier, Fearbirds, Tough Ducks. Check out Facebook events for more details. And it's at the Hollywood Theater. Saturday at 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., we have Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Black Sabbath tributes live at Club 240 down in White Rock, South Surrey, at the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 240. Saturday, March 9th, 8:30 p.m., Wicked Fun Alive at Newlands Bar and Grill out in Langley. What is happening down in Vancouver's Entertainment District? Tuesday, March the 5th, Steve Kozak at the Roxy's Tuesday Night Blues Night. Check that out, 8 to 10:30 p.m. On March 6th, starting at 8 p.m., Bomber Lover with Matt Walden and Summer Eyes. March the 12th, which is a Thursday next week, Arsen Shamokov. He's on from 8 till 10:30 p.m. for some awesome homemade blues. On March the 13th, which is next Wednesday, School of Rock. Check that out from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Thursday, March the 14th, the Roxy presents Lead Away with Mortel, 8 p.m. to 10:30. You can check all the events out at the Roxy at roxyvan.com. Well, this is John and the host saying, and have a good weekend. Listen to live music in your neighborhood. Take care. Be safe. Bye.
Bye, John in the house. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I just wanted to let you know the background music that John was playing while he was talking there is called Shining from 24 Unity. That's with Ron Van Delbroek. He sings the lyrics and melodies. He's the lead singer. Mike Oak. I'm really bad with names. Oleksii? I think it's Oleksii, maybe. Mike Oleksii. Mark Rogers, Ivan Allen, and Kelly Stodola on drums. And yeah, those were some of the co-writers. And of course, it's a team project. Amazing. Okay, and we also want to say happy birthday to Oswaldo. Yes, Oswaldo. He had a show here on CJSF and at CITR. So yes, we wish him well. This song is called Una Mas by Los Furios on CJSF. fun was that? OMG. Yes. And they were saying they like some ska too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So tell me about the St. Pat's gig, guys. Yeah.
Oh, well, I think we have a few that weekend. So,
yes. Go for
it. Next Friday, we'll be in Donlan. You can find us there quite often. And then really excitingly, then next Saturday on the 16th, we have actually teamed up with a great band who I'm hoping are listening. Hi, guys. We're going to be joining Matty Miller and the Barrage Boys.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a couple of others as well. Our friend SJ and our friend Luke. So we're going to kind of do an 8-piece for Celtic Fest, which is an amazing, amazing event. That's down on Robson Square. It's a free event, you know, family friendly, the whole lot. So you could...
It is run by Kira's company as
no,
well.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No.
Or are they just, all right, end of that.
But we're involved, but no, yes. We're... that's a great event. So that's... we're on at 5 p.m, I believe, on Robson Square at Celtic Fest. And then on St. Patrick's Day itself, you can find us at Donlan's at 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. So... Busy weekend.
You betcha. All right. And you, what's your next song here?
Pumped Up Kicks.
I think.
Yeah. Let's get it.
To Foster the People.
Nice.
To Foster the Lads.
With their pumped up kicks, you better run, I'll run my gun. All the other kids with their pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet.
My brow when I sweat my rust, I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, then checking out on the prison bars. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. To make my systems flow. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Welcome to the new age. To the new age. Whoa. I'm radioactive. Radioactive. Whoa. I'm radioactive. Radioactive. Flags, don my clothes, a little revolution, I suppose. painted red to fit right in. Whoa. I'm breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa. I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones, enough to make my systems blow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age.
That was like a two in one, folks.
little mashup for you.
Yes. All right. Now tell me, how did you meet Maddie Miller?
Oh, how did I meet Maddie Miller? Surprisingly, in an Irish pub. I had just moved over. I think I lived here maybe 3 weeks at most. And I went into an Irish bar in Vancouver and I was on my own. And Matty was on the stage and I was like, that is a guy I'm going to talk to because I want to start playing music in this city. And he put me on the straight and narrow and put us in contact with some great people. And then 18 months down the line, he comes knocking and says, let's join up for a few gigs. So that's what we're doing this summer. So we can't wait.
Awesome. And do you know any about the Barge Boys? Like, do you know who they are? Or
yeah.
Well, we kind of just met them because it was kind of mad. Matty text me one day randomly. I think I spoke to Matty once before this and he said, can you play bass? I said, kind of. He's like, okay, we need a bass player. So I turned up and started jamming with these guys, and it was the first time I met Hamish and Connor and Matty, of course, as well. And they were just incredible musicians and I felt privileged to play with them. I was like, yeah, I want to keep around these guys. So.
Excellent. And we're going to play one of their songs. It's called She Was Gone.
Woo!
Yes, right here on CJSF.
I was fresh out of my high school, no bad to choose. Had no
Woo! Yeah.
What a band.
What a band indeed. Okay. So we're going to talk about traditional... we're going to put that down there. We're going to talk about traditional... what do you guys do for St. Paddy's? Like, you know, growing up as a family. Well, yeah. Like, tell me about your activities.
Usually on Paddy's Day in my house, it would involve me getting up early and usually just kind of horse racing on and
horse racing?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Like a few bets would be placed. My dad would come down and he'd say like, okay, you have 10 euro, put a bet on, pick a random horse. And he'd put that on for me.
Oh, wow.
And he'd say, oh, I'm going to put a bet on. And then he'd be off in the pub for God knows how long. but now in recent years, you know, I've kind of taken his place or I'll go to the pub and I'll just, we'll be there all day, tell a few stories. And then, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it'd be similar where I grew up. I grew up in a town called Cheltenham, which is probably most famous for the Cheltenham Horse Racing Festival. So St. Patrick's Week was always filled with a lot of Irish people actually coming to England, which is always amazing. And then as I got older, I was playing music at Cheltenham races and all that kind of stuff. And we had an uncle playing music there as well. And yeah, it's usually revolved around music and some kind of drinking activities as well.
Right. And you were saying something about what do the kids get?
Oh, a packet of Tate and a glass of Coke.
A pink snack as well.
Yeah. A pink snack. What's a pink snack?
A chocolate bar. Oh.
Okay. And I had no idea horses were involved with St. Paddy's, but...
Oh, I think it's just the way it falls in the calendar. I don't think it's a traditional...
No, it's a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you pick the horse by their name or...
Well, back in the day, it used to be by the name. It might be like my brother's called Joe and be like Joe's Wonder. I'm like, oh yeah, put all my money on it. And the horse would be like 1,000 to 1.
But
like,
Cormac was very good at this. Cormac would always come out up. I'd always come out in negative numbers. Cormac was always the winner, so points were always on him.
Look at the Irish girl.
All right, so tell me about this next song.
Oh, this song is probably the most beautiful love song I think was ever written. It goes back to a time in 1916 when there was a big... It's called the Easter Rising, and there, I'm not going to get into the whole history of it. We don't have time. But basically, there was a guy sentenced to death called Joseph Mary Plunkett. And this song was written about how he married his childhood sweetheart, Grace Gifford. So this is Grace.
I was going to tell a bit more, but that's all right.
Well, go on, you can tell a bit
more. No, I was just going to say it's very tragic because he got to see Grace. They were married in the actual prison itself. And when they were brought into the prison cell, there was a priest... And all they could do was look at each other. They weren't allowed any physical contact. And that was the last time we seen each other. And the next day he was shot.
But so, this is a beautiful song.
This is a beautiful love song. All right.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham jail, I think about these past few weeks, or will they say we failed? From our school days they have taught us we must yearn for liberty. Yes, all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, Grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now, Grace, I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Parry called me to his side, down in the GPO. I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the road. Hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. Without my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. No, there won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye.
Woo! What a voice. OMG. Okay, we're going to be back with more of the O'Neills after this message.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
All right, and we are back with the O'Neills. All right, and so I met Kira at the Irish Fusion Festival last year, and tell me about it, because it was great.
Yeah, so I work for an Irish company in Vancouver, and I'd been there about 3 months, and I kind of got called in. They were like, look, we're thinking about doing this festival. Do you want to be involved? I was like, hell yeah. And yeah, I was brought in to initially just book all the musicians, book all the acts. But then it kind of grew and I got involved with so many other things. I met some amazing people. You know, we hosted it in downtown Vancouver we had some amazing acts. Like, so our headliners, we had the Paperboys, who are obviously Vancouver natives. They're amazing. And we had the Platt Donnellys, who have a residency down in Vegas. They're from Dublin.
Wow.
But they have this amazing, like, Netflix show where they do play, like, I think it's all the states and so many days of in America, and that was amazing. And so, yeah, met so many amazing people, and we were able to play, which was great. I mean, nothing to do with the fact that I was booking the music or anything. I think it highlighted some amazing local artists, some amazing local Irish artists as well, which is obviously very close to our hearts. That was part of IRL groups. That was amazing.
And you are friends with Fionn, the beautiful twins.
Yes.
How do you know them?
Oh, well, it's kind of a funny story. It was maybe this time last year. God, I could have worded that better.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was in the Blarney Stone, a local haunt of me and Kira. And I was like stumbling around on my own, no friends around me. And I was just about to go home. And next thing I get a tap on the shoulder. I'm like, oh God, who's this going to be? And I turn around and I see this absolutely beautiful face staring back at me. And that happened to be Brienne Finn Morris of Fionn. And I'm proud enough now to say she's my girlfriend.
God, yeah.
Hard launch here now.
No way.
Yeah. So I can hold that against her. She came up and chatted up me. So
you heard it here on first on CJSF.
That's the exclusive now. Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we're gonna play their song. I might start smoking, and maybe we'll hear some more stories after this.
Thank you.
Wow, what an awesome video. Okay, so I asked them a question while that song was playing. Can you tell them apart?
Of course I can tell them apart. Yeah. Never
He's
struggled
not
with
say
it.
No, is he?
Never struggled. Easy from the get-go. What about you, Kira?
I can now. They have different haircuts.
They have different haircuts. But before, you had trouble a little bit?
Identical twin is really meant in their case,
yeah,
I will
but
say.
But see, my mother's an identical twin, so like,
ooh,
I already have that.
How Freudian.
Really?
Don't say that. For Christ's sake.
Wow, so the twins are in your family, so.
Yeah. So okay. I had like a sixth sense. I'm able to tell them apart. Yeah.
That might be the worst thing you've ever said.
I hate you so much.
I know.
All right. So let's talk about this original song that you're going to play for the next one. So the lyrics.
Yeah, basically I wrote it, maybe like a year or so ago now. And it's kind of just based off, in our family, Kira, I think it's safe to say there's a lot of frustrations and egos.
Well, we're all musicians.
It's part and parcel.
We all feel deeply.
And I'm sure I'm ignorant to at the cause of a lot of it, but it's kind of my outsider perspective looking in and being like, why can't you just settle this? It's not that deep. Or maybe it is, I don't know. But anyway.
Maybe it is.
It probably is.
And on that
bombshell. am I playing it right now?
Sure, why not? Yes. So this one's called Grudge on CJSF, and he's just getting set up for right now.
Me.
Okay.
We always knew we'd end up here. I think we'd hoped against the fear. Stagnate so paths don't change, and facing fears leads us astray. Wait a minute, make it 30 years, and watch the time pass by true tears. As hopeful seeds are seldom sown, but fear-drenched weeds invade our homes. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, we've indulged our grudge. No soft touch, leave us rips and shuts. Read my thoughts, still opportunity breeds and opportunity rots. Can ignorance relieve all that impunity's rot? And can you live with a debt that you'll never pay off? Can we slow down? It's to real now. Oh, please slow down. It's to real now.
Woo! Yeah! Awesome. So do you think you'll be writing some more?
Almost definitely.
Yes.
Well, if Brienne Finn Morris has anything to say about it, I definitely.
Awesome. Do you think you guys will make music together as well?
Well, I want to. But Kira has just you some.
What?
Yes, you do. Don't even try.
You always... and Brienne.
No. Oh, sorry. Me and
oh
Brienne.
Oh, my God. Kira. I love.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, me and Cormac will end up writing together one day.
Yes.
Sure. But I'm sure Cormac and Brienne will as well.
Yeah. We have a few bits.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And tell me about this band called Chasing Abby. And then we're going to end with one of your songs at the very end. But yes, we'll play Chasing Abby and then we'll do your last one here.
Yeah. Chasing Abby are probably one of the newest bands and probably one of the biggest bands at the moment coming out of Ireland. And next week I think they're headlining Celtic Fest, and obviously we're going to be there with Matty Miller and the Barrage Boys at 5 p.m. So yeah, I guess it is quite apt that we're going to play or listen to one of their songs now ahead of next week.
Yes, and this one's called Learning to Dance, so get your jig on.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
6 long years I spent in Dublin, 6 long years doing nothing at all. 6 long years I spent in Dublin, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball. When Jeremy Flanagan battered away till he had a pound, his father died and made him a man again, left him a farm with 10 acres of ground. He gave a grand party for friends and relations who didn't forget him when come to the will. And if you would listen, I'd make your eyes listen of rows and motions at Flanagan's ball. 6 long years I spent in Dublin, 6 long years doing nothing at all. 6 long years I spent in Dublin, learning to dance Flanagan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
Ball. She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped in again, she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
She stepped out, I stepped in again, I stepped out, and she stepped out, I stepped in again, learning to dance for Flanagan's ball.
That was so awesome. We were dancing here in the studios. Okay, so tell everyone where they can find you and follow you on your socials.
Yeah, so if you guys are interested in seeing us live or just hearing us chat awful about each other, you can follow us on Instagram on at the O'Neill's Duo. So it's at VONEILLSDUO.
Oh, yeah.
Smooth, wasn't it?
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to do a little childhood classic for you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your bring the bare necessities alive. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't wander off my big home. The bees that buzz in the trees make some honey just for me. Will you look under the rocks and plants? Take a glance at the mantle and maybe try a few.
Swingers are the jungle VIP. I'll reach the top and I have to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a madman cub and stroll right into town and be like all those other men. Well, I'm tired of mucking around. Oh, what am I to do? I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you and talk like you do. You'll see it's true. And ape like me can learn to be human. deal with you. What I require is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. So give me the secret, man, come on, give me a clue on what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, what me do? I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you and talk like you too. You'll see it true. And ain't like me. Can't learn to be you and true. Take it away, kid.